The closing market report is made possible in part by a grant from Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, a full-service commodities firm with two toll-free lines. In Illinois, 800-252-2013. In Indiana, 800-637-3123. Or email to cooley at admworld.com.
Welcome to the Closing Market Report. It's February the 6th, 2006. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. And later this half hour, we'll discuss the cash grain market with the folks at the Andersons right here in Champaign County. A little later in the program still, we'll take up the subject of energy generation on the farm. You're thinking ethanol, I know, or biodiesel from soybeans. No. Wind energy. And speaking of wind, don't forget at the bottom of the hour, we'll check in with the folks at Chesapeake Energy to discuss the global agricultural weather forecast. It all happens on this Monday edition of your Closing Market Report.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Taking a quick look at the settlement prices from the Chicago Board of Trade on this Monday afternoon. Here's things finished in the wheat pit, 355. They were down a penny and a half today. The May futures were off 2 cents. They settled at 365 and three quarters. From the Kansas City Board of Trade, the March wheat there at 417 and a half. They were up six for the day. March corn today now, 222 and three quarters, down 2.5 cents at the Board of Trade. The May futures were off two today at 233. And July futures at 241 and three quarters, down 2.25. December contract at 258 and a half, down 1.5 for the day. Soy complex, March beans, 587. They were down 7.75 today. The May futures, $6.50, were off 7. And July contract at 609 and three quarters, down 7.75. November beans today, 621 and three quarters, down 8.75. March bean meal in Chicago, 181, down $3. March bean oil down 9 cents at 22.57. From the Mercantile Exchange, feeder cattle finished the March contract at 108.05. They were up 22.5 cents today, and the live cattle finished the Febs at 92.15. They were down 12.5 cents. Lean hogs, February contract there at 55.62.5. They finished the day 60 cents higher. Well, as we get started here on the Closing Market for the Report for the afternoon, we'd like to remind you of a phone call that you should make, and you probably ought to do this right now. We're going to take just a couple of minutes to talk to you about the importance of the agricultural programming here at the WILL radio station. Of course, my name's Todd Gleason. I host the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week. Dave Dickey in studio with us. He is the Director of Agricultural Programming here at the WILL radio stations. Dave, we need to have them pick up a phone this afternoon and dial in at 217-244-9455. Let me repeat that for you. The number is 217-249-455. That's 244-9455. Pick up that phone right now and dial in with your support financially for the programming here on WILL that supports agriculture. It's an important thing to do. Dave, today we don't have any extra prizes for anybody. And personally, I like that idea because if I'm going to give money to an organization in support that I actually can take off my taxes, I want them to get the whole $100 or $120 or $25 or $40, $300 or $500, because if we have a gift for them coming back, then they have to transfer some of that money out. So I think this is a really good time for you now to pick up the phone, dial 217-244-9455. Dave, we have improved this service over the last couple of years since you and I have been in the seats here at WILL, and there are lots of additional things. I'm talking about some of the on-air things, but there are off-air things that are happening and happening a lot that is a great service to the ag listeners across the two-state region and around the Midwest.
That's right, Todd. We've upgraded our web service to include radio on demand of the pre-opening market report. We've introduced the web hot news of the day. That's a one-stop shop for marketing moving information come Thursday when those reports come out. Those numbers will be up there on our website. We've begun podcasts of much of our agricultural programming schedule, including the pre-opening, opening, closing market report, as well as that Commodity Week show. We're conducting numerous outlook meetings across Illinois and Indiana to bring information to our producers to make their farm operations more profitable. Of course, all of that takes time and energy and resources and financial support from our listeners. So if our producers value agricultural services, now is the time to go to the phone and pledge at that $100 level. Todd, we like that level. It's about one-third of an acre of soybeans a year.
Yeah.
In support of AM 580.
Hey, and it pays for an hour of program, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, $97 an hour.
Hey, speaking of that, since we brought him into the conversation, Jay Pierce is in the conversation with us, and you better make those phones ring, because this is the guy who says ag programming is important, and it's going to stay on the radio station. Station manager Jay Pierce with us this afternoon. Jay, thanks so much, and thanks a lot for the support you have given the ag programming over the last several years, and as we transitioned from one ag director to the other, and how things work with the College of ACES and my coming on board here. It's been really fun, and it's been great to have you on board with us all the way. And thank you so much for doing that. But
wouldn't do it if it wasn't important.
Yeah, yeah. You know what else is important? 217-244-9455. That's why we're here. Part of the afternoon this afternoon. We'll get to Kurt Kimmel, who's patiently been waiting on the line to talk about the marketplace. But it's really important to pick up that phone, isn't it?
It is. And one of the reasons it's so important is because we are building an agriculture service that that is unlike any other. Dave mentioned all the highlights of it. You know, we have what we provide on the air. We have the analysts like Kurt Kimmel. We have the Ag email newsletter. We have the podcasts. We have the Ag stream going, so that even on a day like today, when you didn't get the pre-open and opening commodity market reports, you could listen to them on your computer. We're still broadcasting it, even though on AM 580 we were having the NSA hearings. Agriculture programming is extremely important to WILL, but you need to know our ability to provide this level of service to you is directly dependent upon your support right now at 217-244-9455, or if you're online, log on to willpledge.org and make your $100 contribution like that. Be an ag supporter of WILL. Let us know that we're doing the right thing when we put our resources into this programming for you.
One more thing before we get to Kurt. You mentioned online, because there will be some that listen to the futures or the whole segments after the fact this evening or later this afternoon, and if they're listening to this program, and it doesn't matter, I don't think, any time of day they can pledge online, but if they want to call the number 217-244-9455, is that man 24 hours? So they can make a pledge anytime, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we have an answering service when we're not here in Pledge Central, and they'll be glad to take your contribution, and we'll total it up the next morning when we get in.
Magnificent. Just make sure you tell them it's in support of agriculture. Jay, we'll check in with you in just a bit, along with our director of ag programming here, Dave Dickey. Now time to bring in to the conversation Kurt Kimmel, who you've been waiting for to hear about what happened in this marketplace. Hi, Kurt. Well, Kurt must have decided we waited far too long for him, and I don't see any good reason that Kurt shouldn't be there. Hey, Dave, can you go check in the other room to make sure the telephone lines were pushed the other side? And Kurt, oh, how about that?
Todd?
Kurt, you there. Hi,
hey,
Kurt.
Todd?
I just had a button in the wrong place. So tell me about this marketplace this afternoon, Kurt. We had a turnaround in the beans. They're down 7.75 cents today after a pretty good up week last week. Something you expected?
Well, at some point, yes. You know, fundamentals are somewhat concerning with fairly good rains in the southern hemisphere, even though the forecast is warmer and drier here for the next 5 to 7 days. There were some fairly good rain events in the dry areas of Argentina, anywhere from a quarter up to 2 inches of rain on a good 70% coverage. So fundamentally, the drier areas did receive some rain. Then, too, we've seen an absence of some business here over the near term, and with Asia, for say, on holiday, as they brought in their Lunar New Year holiday festivities. So we're vulnerable for some corrections, pullbacks in through here. Typically, you get some type of February low. The market may be entering a contra-seasonal move where we might be finding some type of late winter high here now, Todd.
And what have producers been asking you most often on this day?
Well, basically, the question is catch-up sales. You know, we came into this fall without enough pre-sold, per se, and so we've been playing a lot of catch-up in through here. But also, too, a lot of guys have been pushing the pencil here as on 06. What do we do for some 06 new crop production? And guys have been sort of getting fairly aggressive on that, realizing that if we don't see a big drop in acreage of corn, if we have some favorable weather this year, that the fundamentals will kick in at some point in time, and we could see some lower prices. You just look at 50 cents in corn. I know 50 cents corn doesn't sound a whole lot, but if you multiply that times 170 bushels to the acre, that's $85 an acre. So basically here at this 260 area, if we could drop down back down to 210 this fall, that's $85 an acre downside risk.
So you're suggesting, I assume, new crop corn sales. I want to go back to something you picked up there that people were calling in asking about catch-up sales. Was that on corn or beans or both?
Well, I think you need to pretty well...
I mean, are they calling about? Which one are they calling about?
Pretty well both. Both of them. Basically, towards the end of the month in here, especially in old crop, when another round of storage is due, we get a lot of calls there. But a lot of both.
Oh, that's interesting. I suspected maybe it was mostly on the beans that a lot of the corn had been marketed, but I suppose it's much like last year when there's still a lot of corn out there that didn't get marketed simply because they weren't expecting that much to come in.
Well, we're looking at 2.4 billion bushel carryout and probably right around a 530 million bushel bean carryout. The USDA will fine-tune these numbers come Thursday. The average trade guess on beans is about 534 million bushels versus 505 million bushels. Bean exports continue to be slow. We're 170 million bushels behind last year's export pace, as indicated on the export shipments. Corn's about 2.389 average guess. Last month we were at 2.426. So those are still ample supplies bringing it into the new crop balance sheet. Trades talk, well, fundamentals don't matter. The funds are in control. But that's what reminds me of the stock market in 2000. It's a matter of time before the raw fundamentals will take control.
And speaking of the funds, I want to talk just a bit about the open interest, because the Chicago Board of Trade released a press release today that said that they had the highest open interest on record setting in their coffers on Friday of last week. Does that mean anything really to you?
Oh, yeah. It means we're going to see huge volatility, especially get more into the growing season and the trade becomes concerned about production or not concerned about production prospects, per se. That's going to create some volatile moves. I would not be surprised that we're going to see limit moves later on the growing season, and it suggests that producers need to use the up moves to get to where they want to be, and sort of may use options. Options are going to become real popular. You can have a position in the marketplace and not be able to worry about losing sleep over tonight, because when you buy an option, that is the most you have at risk.
All right, tell me how it is, because I know producers are not going to want to pull the trigger on the way up. They never do. So how do you do it? Do you put in your orders and then just have them triggered automatically?
I think Mike Zuzulo and myself have been strong promoters of scale-up selling, yes. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing a little here at 260 and maybe have some orders end up 270, 280, scale in to have those orders sitting at the elevator so when it gets there, it gets the job done. I get here early in the morning and I start calling guys in the morning. We'll say, well, why don't we go get something sold, put the order at the elevator. I'll follow up the afternoon, see if they got something sold. The often response is, man, I talked to Joe down at the coffee shop. He said corn's going to $3. I didn't do it. But the easiest thing to do is to have some orders sent to the elevator and just leave them alone. The other option is to come in and buy some put options. That way you sort of have a floor under you, but you leave your upside wide open, Todd.
Anything else to add before we let you go for the day? And tell me about the Mercantile Exchange.
Well, the Mercantile Exchange, sort of watching the cash bid on cattle in through here, we need to see some higher bids take place to give the trade some confidence to move higher here. We were down about $3 down this 92 area, so we'll see if we can't see some recovery there. As far as the pork side, we saw a little short recovery. The funds a little heavy on the sell side here. So if we can follow through with a little higher cash hogs tomorrow, maybe these hogs are due for a bounce. But probably what's more important, we spent a lot of time traveling the state of Illinois and Indiana, and we've run into a lot of listeners of WILL, and you've got a lot of support out there. So here's the chance now for everybody to call in and give you some support, Todd.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we appreciate everything you do for us each and every week.
Very good. Enjoyed it.
And Kurt Kimmel is with Grainfield Marketing. He's out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on Monday afternoons.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Now you've waited. Now it's time to pick up the phone. 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIGWELL. Do it right now. 217-244-9455. Hey, don't wait on us this week. We really need you to pick up the phone. Get us started this week. We're on our way, I think, to $6,000 for the day. And my guess is that we're in need. And we'd really like the ag listeners to pick up the ball here and pick up the phone at this time. If you can do it right now. It's 217-244-9455. You know, it's pretty easy to do. You just pick up the phone, you dial that number. Let me tell you again, that's 217-BIG-WILL. And you can do it by Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can write us a check. That's perfectly fine. All you're doing is picking up the phone right now and pledging your support. I can see one ringing out there right now in Pledge Central. We appreciate it. If that's you making the phone call, great. Magnificent. On our way to $6,000, we need the ag folks to step up the plate and to make this happen. Do it right now. 217-244-9455. One of the things that is the extra services that we provide, and Dave Dickey does on a fairly regular basis, is he makes a trip out into the hinterlands, outside of Champaign County, that is, anyway, and he goes out into the beautiful, great state of Illinois and puts on in the evening some ag programming. Tomorrow night, actually, you're not too very far away. You're going to be where tomorrow? Casey, Illinois? Is that right?
I'm going to be at Casey tomorrow around lunchtime at Richard's Farm Restaurant, and we have a panel of our on-air analysts to provide some in-depth commentary and analysis and answer individual questions. We really love to hear from our listeners and those who come to these meetings and get their thoughts as well on the marketplace.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Dave does on a regular basis. You know, something that happened this past Friday evening as we were recording Commodity Week, and this happens occasionally, and unless you subscribe to our newsletter, you probably don't know about it because it's the only place it shows up. We record an extra programming once in a while. When it just doesn't look like the analysts are done talking at the end of Commodity Week. Now, that's a half-hour program. Airs on Saturday. They weren't done by a long shot on Friday evening when we finished up about 5 o'clock, and we kept the recorders running for another 40 minutes. 40 minutes, and that went up on the website and went into the newsletter. Let me take that back. It did not go on the website because we want you to subscribe to the newsletter. That's the only thing that we really record that goes only to that newsletter. So if you haven't subscribed to that, the newsletter is free. Pick it up. It's in email. We don't have another way really to get that to you. So if you're on the web and you have access to that, you can go in, subscribe, and pick up that. And just write me a note. Write me a note, and I'll make sure you get that too. But it was an extra 40 minutes. It was really good. That was one of those things that is an extra service, and we have time because we have the technology. I don't think there is another set of farm programming directors and personnel out there that is as savvy tech-wise as we are here on this campus, and I can attribute that in part to WILL. It's the University of Illinois. It's a tech-savvy campus, and I like to lead the front. And, you know, farmers get in, and they like to lead, too. So we really appreciate it. 217-244-9455 is the number, isn't it, Jay?
Your back hurting yet? You're patting yourself pretty hard there, Todd.
Oh, no, I know. I'm not trying to pat myself. I'm just trying to say that the survey. You know what? I let me take all that back. You know what it is? I believe in the service. I honestly believe in the service. I think it is I really think it's just something that producers in the area need, want, and all I want to do is help them out.
You know, your passion shows, Dave's passion shows, the passion of all of the analysts and everybody else who works with us, the underwriters who support the ag programming, and you know who else? The listeners, the ag producers and the traders out there, the people who use this service, calling in. We have three phone lines busy right now at 217-244-9455. And you want to know something great? When I walked in here earlier, we were at about $4,600 toward our goal of $6,000 for the day. You know where we are right now? We're over $5,000.
Excellent.
Ag listeners have taken us over $5,000. We're only about $900 away from our goal. You know what? We could knock off another half of that
before
we get done right now. Well, we could do it all.
$900 calls. If it's,
all right.
Just pick up the phone.
And you know, the thing about it is today that we have taken a bunch of our day out to cover this NSA hearings, and we're going to pick them up where we left off in just about 10 minutes or so. You're not going to miss any of it. The point of it is that we haven't been able to come to you every 10, 15, 20 minutes throughout the day to solicit your contribution. So it's important that you pick up the phone now, 244-9455, because the money is no less important. Todd, you're absolutely right. Man, I was kidding you, but the passion that you and Dave and the others have involved in this program and the listeners all coming together, making something really great happen for thousands of people throughout our listening area and online at 244-9455 or willpledge.org. You can do your part to make a real difference to something that's really important to you.
Thanks much, Jay. Jay Pierce, of course, the station manager here at WILL. Hey, up next, a different kind of plan, an energy plan, wind energy. In fact, we'll report on the already operating wind farms in the state and how they can make money for farmers. This is the Mendota Hills Wind Farm in Lee County, Illinois. There are 63 turbines here. They make little whoosh as nature blows through them. They've been in place since about November of 2003 and can provide enough energy to power 15,000 homes. Illinois, like 18 other states and the District of Columbia, has a plan for wind energy and other renewable sources to feed the electrical grid. It's called the Renewable Portfolio Standard, otherwise known as the RPS. Says University of Illinois Extension Agricultural Engineer Ted Funk.
Illinois has now become the 20th state in the country to adopt what they call a renewable portfolio standard, which is sort of a game plan for getting a certain percentage of the total energy generation done by renewable energy.
Well, the Illinois plan calls for 2% of the state's electrical needs to be generated from renewable sources in 2006. That ramps up to 8% by 2013. It requires 3/4 of this renewable energy come from wind power. And that's a good idea for the state.
Well, it's a combination, but if you look at the total wind energy availability around the country, Illinois ranks actually number 16 of the 50 states. It's actually above California, and many times people think about California as having all the wind turbines, but we actually have more potential to get energy out of wind than California does.
It should be good for Illinois landowners, too. The governor projects a single wind turbine placed on a farm can generate rental income of $3,000 to $5,000 annually. And farmers can still raise crops and livestock around that turbine. And then there are the tax benefits for the county. For example, it's estimated the Crescent Ridge Wind Farm Project will become one of the top 5 property taxpayers in Bureau County, Illinois. These taxes will be in addition to taxes paid by the participating landowners. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. If you'd like to learn more about wind power or see a grid of the known lease and easement compensation packages paid to landowners, it is available on the web at windustry.com. That's not windindustry.com, but windustry, industry with a W in front of it, .com. Look for the What's New segment. That's right in the middle of the homepage. Dave Dickey's here now with a quick update and some folks to thank for their calling in this afternoon. Dave?
I do indeed. We'd like to thank listeners from Humboldt and Towanda, Illinois, for their contributions, as well as a contribution from Herschel Wilson from Sullivan, Indiana. And you know what this person says? We help her make dollars, Todd, with our agricultural service.
We hope that we're helping everybody else make a few dollars in Agland. 2217-244-9455, the number to call with your pledge of financial support for programming like the one we're about to bring you with Wyatt Muse of the Andersons right here in Champaign County to talk about the cash grain market. Hi, Wyatt. How are you on this Monday?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. So farmers taking advantage of the price hikes?
Yes, very much so. About quite a bit of corn, especially over the last week.
And would you call this catch-up sales?
Some catch-up sales, some coming out of the bins and taking good opportunities.
And as you take a look at the basis levels going to the south, you go to the southwest, don't you? No, I take it back. You go to the southeast.
Mm-hmm.
What are we saying out of there? So the poultry farms and the hog farms and the places that you're heading to the southeast, that basis level holding up pretty well?
It's fading a little bit, especially on the processor side of things. They're seeing a lot of farmers selling going into the processors and are not needing to bid up nearly as much to get those bushels. So it's widening out a little bit.
And your tech folks there in Maumee telling you that the price of corn going to go higher or lower?
Well, I think that a lot of it's going to depend on the outside money. Things kind of rallied up here, and the funds pulled out and stopped buying today. So that kind of caused a turnaround combined with farmers selling. So it could possibly go higher if they decide to pump some more money into it.
Your bids for the day are?
217 cash corn, 576 beans, and 340 for wheat.
Thanks much, Wyatt.
Yep, thank you.
Wyatt Muse with the Andersons here in Champaign County joins us on Monday afternoons. In about 2 minutes, we'll take a look at the ag weather with the folks at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago. Right now, your regional forecast for news.
And with this look at AM 580 News, I'm Jim Meadows. Cook County's former chief prosecutor says George Ryan never suggested to him that his office should not investigate state employees accused of corruption. State appeals judge and former Cook County State's Attorney Jack O'Malley testified today at the start of week 19 of the former Illinois governor's racketeering and fraud trial. His testimony directly contradicted testimony from fellow state appeals judge Patrick Quinn, who once worked under O'Malley in the state's attorney's office. Gubernatorial candidate and state senator Bill Brady is proposing legislation that would set aside 10% of state government's natural revenue growth for local property tax relief. The Bloomington Republican says the fund would generate $1 billion over 4 years, allowing property taxes to fall 4%. A building in the central Illinois town of Jacksonville has been named to a list of national landmarks linked to the Underground Railroad. Beecher Hall is on the campus of Illinois College. It's now one of 10 Illinois sites on the National Park Service's National Underground Railroad Network to Freedom. Indiana State Police are searching for a car that had its windshield mostly obscured by ice or frost in a fatal crash on I-65 near Lebanon, Indiana, this morning. The car caused a truck to hit its brakes, causing another truck to slam into it. The white 1989 Mercury did not stop. Officials in Indiana communities with riverboat casinos say they've taken steps to discourage criticism over the way they spend gambling tax revenues. They hope to head off any new calls by state legislators to divert some of the tax money to the state. A similar move was defeated in the Indiana House last year. The former code enforcement officer in East St. Louis has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for scheming to buy votes in the November 2004 election. The sentence given to Kelvin Ellis this morning is the stiffest punishment so far in the investigation that has ensnared 9 people. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture. We know that farming is very competitive, and with the right information, you can gain an edge that translates into more money in your pocket. We've built our agricultural service on that premise. Ask yourself what AM 580 Agriculture is worth to you and make a contribution right now. Go to your phone at 217-244-9455.
I'm Todd Gleason. I'm Todd Gleason, the host of the Closing Market Report. Pick up that phone, 217-244-9455. Dial in now. It's easy. It's quick. Takes a minute and a half. That's 217-BIG-WILL with your financial support to this station. On hand with us on this Monday afternoon, Mark Russo of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago to tell us about the global weather in the agricultural growing regions. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Todd. Thank
you. So what are the hot spots that we need to pick up for the afternoon? Anything?
Well, actually, it's relatively quiet in the foreign sector. The reason why we're quiet at this time is because South America got great rains, especially in Argentina, over the past few days, and should put any kind of dryness concerns to rest. And their soybean crop is just about wrapped up here.
Yeah, we found that out in Chicago today.
Make the crop. So you still need, we're still going to get some more rains across southern Brazil, and that's also finishing up their crop. So overall here, it's pretty quiet in the foreign sector.
In the foreign sector, quiet, but still a tough haul down in the southwestern part of the United States.
Yeah, and they just can't buy really any kind of significant precip across that area of the southern plains, namely Kansas down through the Texas Panhandle, and we still do not see any sign of any significant events down there. And also another kind of issue to watch here is with a winter returning here to the nation's midsection, we will have some cold air masses moving down into that area. At this time, we don't see anything really threatening, but simply something has to be watched here as we get closer to the intrusion of those Arctic air masses.
Mark, we sure appreciate you joining us on this Monday.
My pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo, Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, joining us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
That's today's Closing Market Report. Quick reminder, pick up the phone. Doesn't matter whether you're listening to us on the web, after the fact, or live. They're good. 217-244-9455 and pledge your financial support to this radio station. It's a very important thing to do. And if you're looking at our website, just scroll up. There's a place that you can click and you can make your financial support pledge. Thanks for a great afternoon. We appreciate it. I'm Todd Gleason.